AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Confederate flag defenders held a rally at the State House in Columbia, South Carolina, hours after an opponent scaled a pole and removed the flag. Leland Browder says the Confederate flag should continue to fly in South Carolina.
This is not a flag of hate. It's a flag of heritage. We have a right to our heritage. And, I'm from the South and proud of the South.
West side.
And, proud of its flag.
The calls for the flag to come down follow its connection to Dylann Roof, the man accused of killing 9 people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina. The funeral for 2 of the victims is being held at Emmanuel AME Church, the scene of the shooting. The search continues in upstate New York for escaped prisoner David Sweat. Yesterday, fellow escapee Richard Matt was shot and killed. The search is going on around Malone, New York, about 30 miles from the prison where the 2 convicted killers escaped from 3 weeks ago. Eurozone ministers voted against extending the bailout program for Greece, a move which sent Athens toward an uncertain financial future. Greece wants to put the bailout bill on the ballot. The bailout deal on the ballot next weekend. Ava Kelly with Greece's opposition party says it's a bad idea.
There shouldn't be a referendum. We just had elections. If the government failed to bring a good agreement, they cannot risk the future of Greece inside the European Union, because this is what Greek people want.
Tourists are getting out of a beach resort in Tunisia. Countries and tour groups are providing the plane rides a day after a deadly shooting at a resort. Dean Seymour ordered his family to hide after seeing a man with a machine gun on the beach.
He was shooting randomly just around and shooting up in the air, shouting in Arabic. So quickly shut the door.
At least 15 British tourists are among the dead in Tunisia. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is campaigning in Nevada. He says it's time to move on now that the Supreme Court determines same-sex couples around the country have the right to get married.
Traditional marriage still is a hugely important element of a just, loving society, and we should respect people that have long-term loving relationships and allow people to act on their conscience.
Bush says he doesn't think it's a good idea for a constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman. A pit bull Dutch Shepherd mix named Quasimodo is the winner of this year's World's Ugliest Dog Contest in California. The 10-year-old mutt has spinal birth defects that left her a bit hunchbacked. Quasimodo was abandoned at an animal shelter before being adopted by a veterinarian in Florida. She goes home with the $1,500 top prize. Dogs scored in several categories, including personality and natural ugliness. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.